Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, July 11th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, if you needed any more proof that the TSA is nothing more than contrived security theater, look no further than what's happening at the border. You know, if you want to fly into the USA, you've got to subject yourself to radiation and groping by the TSA. But if you're a terrorist and you don't mind walking, you know, you can just walk right in through the border. And then when you get here, the TSA will allow you to fly, no identification necessary. Now, this is according to the National Border Patrol Council. They say the aliens who are getting released on their own recognizance are being allowed to board and travel commercial airliners by simply showing their notice to appear forms. Now, of course, this just adds insult to injury. Not only are we releasing unknown illegal aliens onto American streets, but we are allowing them to travel commercially using paperwork that could easily be reproduced or manipulated on any home computer. It has no security features, no watermark, nothing. Now, the spokesman Garza highlights the significance of the security threats that this is posing to the American public, saying, "The threat this poses from terrorists upon the American people is absolutely unacceptable. Central Americans aren't the only people crossing our border and being released. Does anyone actually think that cartels and other criminal or possible terrorist organizations are not taking advantage of the fact that we are having to leave our borders wide open while reassigning the majority of our agents to process family units and minors?" So, of course, this situation is being exploited by such threats. And his ideas echo a report from the UN that was issued in 2012. It states that irregular migrants from the Horn of Africa, which includes Eritrea, Somalia, and Ethiopia, as well as Bangladesh, Nepal, India, China, and other African and Asian states, are being smuggled through Central America. So this is what we've been telling you. It's not just Central Americans. We really have no idea who's coming through. They're not having to show any identification. Here, city officials in Massachusetts are reporting that adult illegal immigrants posing as unaccompanied alien children appear to be attempting to enroll at public high schools. They say they have gray hairs, saying they're 17, and they have no documentation. Now, federal policy prohibits city officials from inquiring into any child's immigration or citizenship status and background. So clearly, this is an issue. Not only do you not know what kind of, you know, potential pedophiles are there in the classroom with your children, we're not allowed to ask them for citizenship status or identification, but there could also be gang recruiters in the classroom with your children. We've already reported how MS-13 gang members have been found to be at these border facilities. Of course, high school students and middle school students are very susceptible to being pulled into gangs by their peers. And there's also another group that recruits students on campus, La Raza. Now, Alex Jones has more on that.
Thank you, Leanne. Folks, it is absolutely essential to not be manipulated by the globalists with this open border situation. We're all designed to be tribal. We're all designed to be racial at one level or another. And that's why the social engineers use it to control us. Of course it's wrong to have our borders open and to have to pay for tens of millions of people to come here and be put on welfare to be part of a new political class. But it's key to understand these are desperate people from nations that are languishing under incredible tyranny. And they are only seeking a better life. And I really agree with Glenn Beck that we should bring them soccer balls and teddy bears and things, because these are upset children, many of them, who are desperate and afraid. But it's also important to understand the federal government is smuggling these people in under La Raza's orders. And they are exploiting and using these children to manipulate the public for blanket amnesty that will end this country as we know it. There's 7 billion plus people outside this nation, most of them third world. And they will all try to come here and all try to be put on welfare if this happens. And this country will implode even faster. That's why socialists out in California have been going to town halls saying, yes, it's Cloward and Piven. We want to bankrupt America and collapse the country into the federal government. This is about ending the states. But we need to understand that the children are pawns in all of this. And I had first seen what Glenn Beck was doing as just a cruel stunt and, you know, just something to make himself look like a good guy. But the more I thought about it, he really is right in what he's doing. And we need to treat these people like human beings. But I will assure you, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Warren Buffett, who are publicly funding La Raza and Mecha, which in my view is nothing more than a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan, want this for cheap labor and a voting block. They're giving them voter IDs and driver's license to be able to vote for gun control, globalism, and more banker bailouts to the biggest recipients of it, people like Warren Buffett. So undoubtedly, this is a globalist takeover. But we cannot allow ourselves to be balkanized and hate these people. But we do have to stop this inflow because it'll only bring our country down and won't help Latin America that is imploding.
The federal government is actually completing the smuggling cycle by having a parent sending their child to the U.S. border. Then it comes to, the federal government steps in, we apprehend them, we process these illegal aliens, and then we release them. Why would anybody want to hire a smuggler when the U.S. government is actually doing it for free?
Now, before I get to this shocking report put together by Darren McBreen, just 2.5 minutes long, showing some of the comments currently and in the recent past by La Raza and Mecha groups. Before I get to that, I want you to understand that it is a fact that the ultra-rich are funding this movement to be part of a North American union, and that even Nancy Pelosi and General Petraeus have admitted this is about a hemisphere government and about an end of America. What comes after America? North America.
Anyone who comes here sees that this is a community with a border going through it.
Boldly proclaimed the coming North American decades as the title now. It's founded on recognition that if you put these three economies together, as has been the case 20 years into the North American Free Trade Act implementation, you find unique countries in terms of demographics.
We're all Americans in this hemisphere, North and South America. And this crisis, that some call a crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
The Ku Klux Klan, La Raza and Mecha, the Italian Mafia, they all have something in common. They're racially based, tribally based. This is one of the oldest systems of government. Okay, and I'm not even saying that in ancient times in history it was bad. That's all you knew was your tribal unit, an extension of your family, your larger family. And in the case of the Italian Mafia, they did not engage in the type of practices the Klan or Mecha or La Raza has. And clearly, out of the three groups, the Klan has engaged in more murders, more corruption than the other two. But nevertheless, they're all part of the similar system. But we've been told the Italian Mafia is a no-no and that the Klan is a no-no. And I've protested the Klan many times myself, and I agree with that. But they have a right under the First Amendment for their speech, but not to carry it out as violence. The difference is Mecha and La Raza are funded by Miller Brewing, by Ford and Chevy. Over 300 Fortune 500 fund them to break up the country and bring in tyranny. Whenever the globalists create a mega union, an Asian union, a European union, an American union, they get rid of the national sovereignty, but then break up subgroups within it, like breaking up Iraq or Syria or Libya. This is a balkanization system of empires, and we now have a global corporate empire. So what I want to give you is the big picture here tonight of exactly why they're doing this before we show you the disgusting, hateful racism that is Mecha and La Raza. I personally have been at open border rallies at the Capitol where I have been threatened by members of these groups wearing T-shirts that said Plan of San Diego in Spanish, and I was approached by a Hispanic listener who said, do you know what that means? That means they want to kill you. And it made national news 8 years ago when we broke this story and showed the video. And I went and looked it up, and it was a public plan to kill all whites above the age of 16. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even think the Klan has said they want to kill all blacks and Hispanics. So it is a kosher, accepted racist group trying to force all Hispanics to join the Raza and intimidate them into their cult so they can be exploited. So that's the bottom line of what's happening here. And I wanted to break that down before we went to Darren McBreen's clip. It's just a small snippet of what these people are up to. And remember, the reason they're so dangerous is they're given taxpayer funding, 501c3. They are protected while waving Mexican flags saying all whites out. Let's go to this report compiled by Darren McBreen and then back to Leanne McAdoo in Studio B.
Viva la raza!
Que viva!
This is Aslan. This is Mexico. They're the pilgrims on our land.
We claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
The United States is who is the immigrant here, not us.
Why is it that these people, these frail, racist, white people, want to keep us out of this country? It's not because simply the color of our skin. It's not simply because they just want to exploit us. Let me tell you why. Because on this planet right now, of 6 billion people, at the forefront of the revolutionary movement is the raza. When you go to Venezuela.
You can't stop us. There's too many of us. We're ready. We're breeding by the day.
Back to Europe. This is America. Look, you color. You white. You don't belong here.
We have the army, we have the infantry, we have the artillery, and we have combined it under one organized command so we can play an effective countermanding war against those racists that are trying to continue to discriminate and impede ourselves.
It's about assuring that we increase our numbers, that we increase our numbers at every level. And let me tell you, we can't go back. You know, we're in a civil war.
This is America, whites! You too white to be America!
You're
this used to be Mexico, you know what I mean? And the people that were here before, they're just not gonna get up and leave.
Mexico! 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 Arriba Mexico!
You think we have kids because we like sex? No, we're having kids ready to start this war, believe me. I got another one on the way, and she'll be strapped up ready for you. Come get it. Come get it. Come knock on my door and see what happens. We're ready. We're ready. Ashe, mtakbi ashe.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate, and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLive.com.
Well, Well, the mainstream Western media is working overtime to make you feel guilty if you can't open your heart to all of these unaccompanied illegal aliens that are flooding across the border. Nancy Pelosi says they're all just sparks of the divine. And of course, that same type of rhetoric was being used to gather support for attacking the Assad regime. It's always the children who are used as political pawns. But strangely, the media is not only biased, but outright silent when it comes to the death of Palestinian children. Don't their innocent lives matter? Now, without getting too into the historical argument between Israel and Palestine, they've been fighting over that for 1,000 years. I'm not going to solve that here. We just want to look at the blatant hypocrisy of how the mainstream media covers the deaths of some children versus others. Now here, take this bland headline from the New York Times. In the rubble of Gaza Seaside Cafe, hunt for victims who had come for soccer. Now, you know, it's not the greatest headline, but it really doesn't convey the true story. But what's interesting here is that that headline was changed. You can tell because they forgot to change the URL. The original headline read, "Missile at Beachside Gaza Cafe finds patrons poised for World Cup." Ah, la-di-da. It's almost fun. Like a missile just found these people and then it walked into the bar and sat down and ordered a cocktail. No, an Israeli missile fired into a Gaza cafe and killed at least 8 innocent civilians. That's what actually happened there that day. Now, this cafe was one of more than 1,000 locations in Gaza that have been struck by the Israeli military since airstrikes began there early Tuesday morning. But you would not know that if you were just reading and gathering your information from the mainstream media or from this BBC headline that was also changed. Originally, it said Israel under renewed Hamas attack. And then, of course, if you follow the link, it says now that Israel steps up plans to stop rocket attacks from Gaza. And indeed, they have said they're going to now send ground troops in addition to the missiles that are being launched. Now, Mr. Sandwiches and teddy bears and soccer balls to all the unaccompanied illegal aliens reports it like this over at The Blaze. They say, rockets fired from Lebanon strike Israel as attacks by Gaza enter fourth day. Again, just portraying Israel as the victim. You know, I thought we were supposed to open our hearts. Do the Palestinian deaths not matter? And also, ABC's Diane Sawyer was forced to issue an apology to her audience when on her Tuesday night broadcast, she mistakenly identified photos as showing Israelis dealing with the aftermath of an Israeli strike. Now, she apologized on Thursday night for the error, but just like with any retraction, the deed is already done. Most people aren't even paying attention anymore at that point. And did she use the opportunity to call on sympathy now for the Palestinians that were depicted in those photos, like she was originally calling for sympathy for the Israelis that she said were being shown reeling in those photos? No. And there you see this blatant hypocrisy. In all of these instances, Israel is the victim. No one is talking about the, at last count, 108 Palestinian civilians that have been killed in the last 4 days during these airstrikes. 23 of them have been children. Do those children not matter? And that is the question here. And of course, while we're talking about all of this fair and balanced media, I just want to point out that there was a really disturbing Facebook post that was posted by a member of the Israeli parliament. She's a lawmaker there, and she posted an unpublished article that was written by the deceased leader of the Jewish settlement movement, and he was also a close advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, this article asserts that the entire Palestinian people is the enemy, and it advocates genocide against the entire nation, including its elderly women, its cities and its villages, its property and its infrastructure, lest more little snakes be raised there. So now before someone goes and calls me an anti-Semite and, you know, just like the liberals, they say racist, so it stifles any debate about this. Can you imagine if a member of Congress posted something like this on their Facebook page? It's outrageous. Now, but we're not really hearing anyone talking about this being posted. Now, I'm not making any excuses for the fact that Hamas is firing rockets into Israeli civilian population, but they are firing trinkets. Now, Israel, they have a right to be fearful. They have a right to be angry. They have a right to retaliate. And I'm not saying anything against that, but the media is not being fair. They're not pointing out that Israel is a military superpower. They have armed F-15 fighter jets, Apache helicopters, missiles, drones, nuclear bombs, and the Iron Dome. And they are fighting against what David Cameron describes as a prison camp, firing almost entirely ineffective missiles. And this is the reason why we've seen so many deaths in Gaza versus zero in Israel in the last 4 days. Now, this is kind of a call to all the people of the earth. We all need to be wary and watchful of our governments and how they are using us as pawns against each other to further their political means and causing this violence in our names. In America, we give $3 billion in aid annually to Israel, so this is our business. Now, all people of Earth need to watch how their governments are using them as props for war and causing all this violence in their name. And really, Israel, please be careful of losing the moral high ground. Here we have an article up at Infowars.com. It shows that it is not just Hamas, the terrorist group who celebrates the loss of innocent lives. Here are people in Israel who are gathered around to watch the airstrikes as if it's like a fireworks show or something. Now, this is callous behavior, witnessing from afar the murder of children and other innocents. It's a prime example of the efficacy of brainwashing by the state. It's just like when Americans gathered around their TV sets to watch the shock and awe campaign that was unleashed on Baghdad in 2003. But here, what we are seeing is the state-run media choosing sides for us. We have to be careful of that. That's exactly what they are wanting to do, is gear us up for war. They're using us. Here, back to this article, Nazi Reich Marshal Hermann Göring said, "It is relatively easy to brainwash the masses." He said the common people, they don't want war, but they can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. And that is exactly what we are seeing right now. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you who's right and who's wrong, but what I am saying is just be careful of the media telling you what side to choose. We have to stand up to tyranny in all forms. Otherwise, this is what we get. We get the blood of dead children on our hands and an audience that's tuned in 24/7 to witness the deterioration of the human race.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
The planet Earth, our home, is part of the Milky Way galaxy, containing hundreds of millions of stars and solar systems. And part of our universe is radiation. A lot of it is good for us. The radiation that comes from the sun heats up the plants and allows them to carry out photosynthesis. But too much radiation and the wrong types of radiation accelerate the aging of our cells and our DNA and can prematurely kill us. If you get enough radiation, you can die in a matter of minutes from it. And since the discovery of the atom in around 1900 by Max Planck and other German physicists, we've been able to harness the power of the atom, and thousands of nuclear power plants have been built around the world. A little more than 450 are supplying power today. There are several thousand institutional reactors around the world, like right here at the University of Texas in Austin. And many of these are built on fault lines, and not just fault lines, they're built on tsunami areas like Fukushima in Japan. More than 90% of reactors are currently leaking, and the nuclear industry, a group that I was supportive of a few decades ago, now just doesn't seem to care, and have even turned off the alarms in places like Southern California when the reactors are leaking. And so now we've seen a laissez-faire attitude where people are not concerned about the radiation leaking out of these plants, or when we see tsunamis and earthquakes hit Fukushima and the huge plume that within a matter of weeks traveled across the Pacific Ocean with the trade winds slamming in to the west coast of the United States. And there's been some new developments today that I'd like to share with the viewers out there so that hopefully people can be aware of what's happening and try to take some precautions to protect ourselves and our families. And now another huge typhoon named Niyoguri is set to slam into the coastline and basically score a direct hit on Fukushima that is currently melting down into the soil. They're dumping seawater on it for 3+ years, and the radiation is contaminating the ocean and air at levels higher than the original explosion. Remember, 5 of the 6 reactors were seriously damaged and partially melted down, dwarfing what we saw with the 1986 Chernobyl disaster that the UN estimates has killed more than 1 million people since. Here's the headline. Fukushima nuclear plant in Tokyo on alert as typhoon nears. Another headline out of the London Telegraph. Typhoon Niyoguri heads for Fukushima nuclear plant. Couldn't have been built in a worse place. And that makes us ask the question, again, what's wrong with the psychology of the elite that they would build hundreds of these plants on fault lines and other dangerous areas and then not even care as they continue to melt down? It's as if they have a death wish, not just for us individually or our children, but for themselves and this planet. Because in the last 3+ years since Fukushima, we have immediately seen increased radiation in the tuna. We are now seeing massive die-offs all over the Pacific as krill at the bottom of the food chain that help continue the entire food chain in the ocean and on this planet are dying off. And researchers believe it's tied to the radiation with it bioaccumulating in them. And again, the radiation levels are off the chart in tuna off of the West Coast, Oregon, California. This has been going on for 3+ years and has been covered up by the Western press. It's confirmed by scientists worldwide that this is happening. But by the time it hits PBS, they say it's a mysterious epidemic devastating the starfish and other life in the Pacific Ocean. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing thyroid disorders expand off the chart here in the United States. We're seeing birth defects increase. But we already saw that with our troops that were around depleted uranium in the last few Gulf Wars. They have got a fivefold, according to even Life magazine, increase in birth defects. And citizens of Fallujah, where they use the largest amounts of DU, have seen between a 10 and 17-fold, according to the British Medical Journal, increase in all sorts of different debilitating and life-threatening and life-ending mutations in the children. But still, our establishment and our Pentagon is only expanding the use of depleted uranium. So this is bigger than just talking about Fukushima or Chernobyl. It's about looking at an establishment that is completely out of their minds and must be stopped. Now, there's good news. Citizens in the last few years, with their own professional radiation equipment, some of them engineers and nuclear engineers, physicists, have gone out and tested off the West Coast and proved up to 10 times the previously safe level of radiation. When our reporters went out there earlier this year, it finally caused newspaper articles to be written about the research Sha'Carri Jackson and others were doing with our Geiger counters and field meters, and forced the Pentagon and the Navy to begin official testing. They admitted radiation levels are increasing, but told the public that they were safe. My friends, the truth is we need to raise public awareness about the disaster that is nuclear power and the disaster that is the proliferation of radioactive isotopes and their pollution all throughout our society and our life, and the added threat of frequency pollution, GMO, and more. Only by looking at the dangers and admitting the dangers can we make societal changes that mitigate and then hopefully reverse this. We've done this on so many other fronts. If we start caring again about ourselves, our family, and our Earth, we can do it together. And finally, I don't want to leave you without hope. Taking action is key, but also chelating your body, according to all the experts and doctors and pharmacists and researchers I've talked to, is key. Drinking purified water and getting the good halogen, iodine, in the body that blocks the different radioactive isotopes on record that precipitate out on the thyroid and also help the body overall defend itself from a lot of the toxins in the bad area of the halogen family, like bromine, bromide, fluoride, that are in the food and water supply. And that's why in my own search a few years ago for the very best iodine to protect myself and my family, I came across a system being developed by Dr. Group that was proprietary, and you know it as Survival Shield, True Nascent Iodine. Now in the last year, we've been able to develop, and just now released in the last few months, what we call X2, from a source no one else has, from between 7 and 10,000 feet or more under the earth, mined right here in the United States, truly pure, the strongest form out there, purple crystal in the elemental form of iodine. Now, I've been on this about 6 months while it was being developed. It's only been out about 2 months for the general public. You've heard the rave reviews, but what it's done for my skin, my body, my stamina, my clarity, no wonder they don't want the public getting true iodine and want a bunch of bad halogens in the food and water supply, because they literally block consciousness, block your neurons. They literally attack your organs and your glands. Whereas, on record, iodine, such an essential element and trace element, is so key. You would die without it. But the government has incredibly low allowance levels that they claim you need. And under Codex Alimentarius and the UN, they're trying to lower it even more. So help spread the word about the dangers of Fukushima. Help support the InfoWar and your own body and your family by going to InfoWarsLife.com and securing your proprietary nutraceutical X2 Nascent Iodine and other incredible supplements from the InfoWarsLife.com family. And before we go back to InfoWars Nightly News, I also want to encourage all the viewers out there on this Friday night edition to join me live this Sunday for the Sunday radio broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. You can find station listings, the free iPhone app, the free podcast, and more at InfoWars.com/show. And never forget, if you're watching this transmission and taking action, you are the resistance.
Thank you for tuning in to the InfoWars Nightly News. We will see you back here on Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
C celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.